The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Erev and Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says, if there's a tree which has roots which are higher than 3 tefachim from the ground, a person may not sit on this tree on Shabbos. Rashi explains, because the tree is, the roots are higher than 3, a person may not be mishtamish with an ilan on Shabbos. A person cannot use a tree on Shabbos. The iser of being mishtamish with an ilan on Shabbos, the makar of this iser is a Mishnah in Beya, daf lam devav in Beis. The Mishnah says, ein le'olim bi'ilan, a person is not allowed to climb a tree. And the reason is, Rashi explains, Rashi in Beya, shema yitloish da'havi yisura da'raisa, da'hainu kaitzer sh'taylish min ha'mechubar. A person, if he's going to go climb a tree on Shabbos, he may inadvertently be kaitzer a pri, might pull off a fruit from the tree on Shabbos, and he'll be over the iser of kaitzer, iser the rice of kaitzer on Shabbos. Because Chazal were worried that a person may be over the iser of kaitzer when climbing a tree, so there are many things that they assert regarding using a tree on Shabbos. Look in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Yudalid. He explains, he says, the iser of the chashash, that a person may go pull off a tree, is a psik resha. He's lashon is shem, the lashon he brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down from the kolboy, which was lashon is shem yalav v'yitloish olav v'peria v'havei psik resha. To climb up a tree on Shabbos is a psik resha that he's going to go ahead and pull off a tree. The Karban HaSandal, in the fifth parak in Shabbos, he explains the kolboy, that's not mamish a psik resha. It's not mamish for sure that a person who's going to climb a tree on Shabbos is going to pull off a pri. He says, Osir la'alei shekarev levadai sheyitloish alai pri. If I have a psik resha. It's karav levade, a person who's climbing a tree, it is very probable that he will end up picking a fruit on Shabbos, and that's why Chazal offered to climb a tree on Shabbos. When Chazal made their takana of an iser to mishtamish the ilan on Shabbos, they did not limit the iser to climbing the tree. As we see from our Mishnah, they extended it to other types of usages as well. Like the Mishnah says by us, you cannot even sit on a tree on Shabbos. So too the Gemara in Shabbos of Kufnun Hei explains that this Isser also extends to using the tree to place things on it, to put things on the tree, or to take things off the tree on Shabbos. That will all be included of the Isra of Ishtamshas Be'ilam, because Chazal were worried that it may lead to Kaitzer on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch Sim Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says that's usher to use a tree on Shabbos. It's usher to place things on a tree on Shabbos. Usher L'shtamish B'tzadei Ha'ilan. Avol B'tzidei Tzadin Mutter. A person is not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos to place things on the tree, but if you're placing things on tzidei tzadin of a tree, then it's mutter. Dahainu, if a person wants to place an object on the tree itself, that will be called hishtamshus bi'ilon and its aser. But if a person wants to place something that's on the tree already, that will be mutter. So if there's, let's say, a nail on the tree and you want to hang a basket that's on the nail, you want to put something into the basket that's on the nail, so that will be called being mishtamish with tzidei tzadim of the tree, and that will be mutter. It's not directly using the tree, it's using something which is on the tree that's mutter. So to use the put something on the tree itself is aser, but to put something on the tree to put something that's hanging from the tree on the tree, like to put something in a basket which is hanging on the tree, that will be mutter. A common scenario where this iser of ishtamshes be'ilon can play a role on Shabbos is if, let's say, a person is walking down the street and a big wind comes and blows off his hat or his yarmulke and it falls on a tree. So l'chaira, to take something off a tree on Shabbos, as we just said, is one of the isurim of ishtamshes be'ilon. So is a person allowed to go ahead and take off his hat from the bush or from the tree of Shabbos, or from the tree on Shabbos, or is that considered ishtamshes be'ilon on Shabbos, which is usur because of this gezeiras chazal? So the tshuvas, some number of tshuvas which discuss the shaila. So in order to understand the shaila better, we have to understand what is the iser of putting something or taking something off a tree on Shabbos. So the Ran brings down, the Ran says that the iser of putting something and taking something off a tree on Shabbos is because the actual putting or taking something off a tree is a regular standard ishtamshes be'ilon. Just like the Braisa says, we're going to see the Braisa Daf Kufim and Alf and Erevin. The Braisa gives many examples of ishtamshes be'ilon, and oilam be'ilon, ve'nitlan be'ilon, ve'nishanan be'ilon. You can't go up, you can hang something, you can lean. V'layala be'ilon. So too, putting something on and taking something off is also using the tree on Shabbos, and any usage of a tree on Shabbos is going to go into the iser of ishtamshes be'ilon. However, the Ritva in Erevin Daf Lamed Beis gives a different reason why it's usur for a person to put things on a tree on Shabbos. And the Ritva asks, V'iko de kashale, v'shom de niach, eruvay be'ilon, my shimush be'ilonika, what kind of a usage of a tree, of a shimush of be'ilon is to put something on a tree on Shabbos? And the Ritva says that really the iser to put something of a tree on Shabbos, to put something on a tree on Shabbos is not because by putting it on the tree or you're actually using the tree, but it's merely a gezeira that if you can allow someone to put something onto a tree, it's gonna lead to him to use the tree. I'll read his lashon. Vanocham be'enai da'acha isura mishum dezimnin dechishakalei noisin gufay aliilon v'hu mishtamish bay. Because when he's gonna put something on the tree or take something off the tree on Shabbos, he may come to lean against the tree, and leaning against the tree, we just said in the Braisa, is one of the ishtamshes be'ilon, is one of the cases of actual usage of a tree. So therefore we said, you cannot even put something on a tree or take something off a tree, because that may lead to a person to lean on the tree, and leaning on the tree is an ishtamshes. So the Ran learns that to put something on a tree is an actual ishtamshes of the ilon, is actually considered using the tree, which goes into the ikur iser of gezeiras chazal of ishtamshes be'ilon. And the Ritva learns that it's merely only a gezeira that if we allow a person to put something on a tree, it may lead to an ishtamshes be'ilon. It may lead to a person leaning on a tree, which is one of the isurim of ishtamshes be'ilon on Shabbos. So based on this Ritva that says that the iser to put something on a tree or to take something off a tree is not part of the ikki gezeira, the Shevet Levi wants to say that perhaps that in our case where a person's hat falls on a tree on Shabbos, there is room to be makel to take off the hat. And he says that because this that the Ritva says, that the reason why it's usur to take off or put something on a tree on Shabbos is because he may comfort him, it may lead to him to lean on the tree, and may cause him to lean on the tree. When leaning on the tree is the ishtamshes be'ilon, that is only when a person is consciously putting something on a tree or taking something off a tree on Shabbos, that he may come to lean on the tree. As lashon is masha'enkem benidon didon, in our case, the parach me'elav ha'beged, that of his hat or his or his garment just flew off, ubein rega misalkei bekalos, and in a split second he's just going to go and grab back his hat, so he's not really thinking, he's not paying any attention to the fact that his hat fell on a tree, and because he's doing it in such a non-conscious manner, there, in such a case, there is no gezeira that he may come to lean on the tree on Shabbos. So perhaps, according to the Ritva, we can be makel where the hat falls on by mistake and it wasn't purposely put there. So wants to suggest the Shevet Levi. Other Achrayim want to suggest another kula that even if you want to say, like we said in the other Rishayim, that the actual action of putting something on a tree or taking something off a tree, that is considered Ishtamshus Be'ilon. That is only if you're consciously using the tree as a place to put your object. So then we consider it that you're using the tree because I'm taking this tree and I'm saying I want to keep my object here. So by putting it on the tree and by taking it off the tree, you are making use of the tree. But if I never wanted my hat to be on the tree, and my hat just fell by itself on the tree, that will not be called an ishtamshus with the ilon. I never wanted to use the ilon for the purpose of keeping my hat there. Ishtamshus be'ilon means that I want to use the tree for my purposes, for my benefit. And in this case, I never wanted to use the tree for my benefit. That will not be included in the gezeira of ishtamshus be'ilon. On the other hand, I saw that the Shmir Shabbos brings down this case, and he says clearly that if a person's beged, a kippah, shenaflu al eitz, v'chein kador, or if a bull that falls on a tree, osur laridam b'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to take off his hat or the bull that fell on the tree on Shabbos, and he learns Pashit, because since one of the surim, like we're saying now, of being mishtamish b'ilon is to take something off a tree on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says it's no different if a person put it there by kavana or if it fell there by mistake. It will still be included in the iser of hishtamshus b'ilon to take it off the tree on Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa further says that, however, if the bull fell off the tree by itself, then a person may use the bull on Shabbos. It's interesting, he brings down that there is one shita, the shita Mekubetzes wants to suggest that even if something falls off a tree on Shabbos, it may also be usher to use on Shabbos for a different reason. We know there's gezeira of peris on Nashrin, that if a peri falls off a tree on Shabbos, it's usher to use that pri. Also, it's also a gezeira of Shema Yalav Yitlish. If we let someone eat the pri on Shabbos that fell off a tree, it may lead him to go up and to pick fruit on Shabbos. So there's a shita mekubetzes that wants to suggest that this gezeira isn't just by peris, it's even by other things. The shita is talking about a case where a bird fell out of its can, fell out of its nest on Shabbos, and the Shita wants to suggest that even a bird falling out of a can on Shabbos would be usher to use, on Yantiv is talking about his case, if the bird fell out on Yantiv, it will be usher to use that bird because of the gezeira of Peres HaNashrin. So you see a big chiddush from the Shita, that even things that aren't fruits still go into the iser of gezeira of Peres HaNashrin. So Shlomo Zalman wants to suggest that just like the Shita says that there is a gezeira of a bird falling out of a tree on Yantiv, even though the bird doesn't grow on the tree, perhaps there would be also a gezeira of Peres HaNashrin if a bull falls off a tree on Yantiv or on Shabbos, because it may lead to picking Peres, just like a bird falling off would lead to picking pears, so too perhaps a bull falling off. And we're going to let that ishtamshus of the bull, we're going to let you use the bull, that may also lead to Gezeira Shema Yalav Yitlish. Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa is Mekel and says no, that even according to the Shita, a ball is different than a bird because a bird belongs on a tree. Because the bird belongs on a tree, so that it has more shaykhis to the Isser of Paris HaNeshrin. But a ball, which doesn't belong on a tree, that will not go into the Isser of Paris HaNeshrin. So Alach Lamaisa, he says if the ball, although the Shemir Shabbos is Machmir, that if a ball falls on a tree by mistake, a person may not take down the ball, or if a person's hat falls on a tree by mistake, a person may not take down his hat because of the gezera of Hishtamshus B'ilon. However, if the ball fell down by itself, then you may use that ball on Shabbos. However, he speaks out, if the ball fell on before Shabbos, meaning the ball was already on the tree before Shabbos, and then it falls down from the tree on Shabbos, then it will be usher to use that bowl on Shabbos, because since Bein HaShemashis, you weren't able to use that bowl, because of Gezeiros HaIlon, because of Gezeiros HaShemashis HaIlon, so therefore that bowl now turns Muksa for the whole Shabbos, and even if the bowl is going to fall down on Shabbos, then a person may not use that bull on Shabbos because it has the status of muksa. So to recap, there are a number of things that Chazal said is usher to use on a tree on Shabbos. Our Mishnah says a person cannot sit on a tree on Shabbos. So too we spoke out that the Gemara on Shabbos says a person cannot put something on a tree or take something off a tree on Shabbos. That all goes into the Isser of Ishtamshes B'ilon, which is Gezer of Shema Yalav Yitlosh. And there's an interesting question we spoke out. If a person's hat falls onto a tree on Shabbos, if a person's bowl falls onto a tree on Shabbos, will that also be included in the Gezer of Ishtamshes B'ilon? I mean, he go take it off or not? We spoke out some Mekilim, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa was Machmer that also goes into the Isser of Ishtamshes B'ilon. However, if the bowl fell on before Shabbos, then according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you cannot take that bowl off. So therefore, even if it falls down by itself on Shabbos, it's still going to be usher to use that bowl.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.